Hey Branches, it's Colin, and we're getting really close to the end of Mark's Gospel together on today, Good Friday, the Friday of Holy Week, where we remember Jesus on the cross, and as it happens in our reading of Mark's Gospel today, we hear some of Jesus' final words on earth in a human body. And I want us to reflect on those words today, but also on the words that he's quoting and what it might mean for how Jesus understood the Bible, how he understood his place in it, and how he might extend to his disciples a way of reading these prayers, of reading the scriptures, and of hearing Jesus' words that bring us hope and expectation, even on a day like Good Friday. So as we read today, we're in Mark chapter 15 still, verses 33 through 41. Glad you're listening today. That passage starts this way. When it was noon, darkness came over the whole land until 3 p.m. At 3 o'clock, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, "Eloi, Eloi, lema sabachthani," which means, my God, why have you forsaken me?" When some of the bystanders heard it, they said, "Listen, he's calling for Elijah." And some ran, filled a sponge with sour wine, put it on a stick, and gave it to him to drink, saying, "Wait, let us see whether Elijah will come and take him down." Then Jesus gave a loud cry and breathed his last. And the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. Now when the centurion, who stood facing him, saw that in this way he breathed his last, he said, "Truly this man was God's son." There were also women looking on from a distance. Among them were Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of James the younger and of Joseph and Salome. These used to follow him and provided for him when he was in Galilee. And there were many other women who had come up with him to Jerusalem. These words of Jesus echo through the history of the church, through the history of people trying to understand Mark's gospel. Was Jesus in this moment giving up? Had he lost his faith in the Father that he talked about? Had his mission failed? Was the gospel, this good news of the kingdom he talked about, good news after all? He utters with a loud voice, we hear, "Eloi, Eloi, lema sabachthani," in Aramaic, which means, my God, why have you forsaken me?" It's helpful to note here, and we'll talk about some other pieces of this passage too, but to extend to us the understanding that often rabbis, like Jesus, would refer to the first lines of a psalm or a prayer to bring to mind the entire thing. So here in a little bit, we'll read Psalm 22, from which Jesus is quoting and praying, to see what Jesus might also have been calling to mind. We also hear that when Jesus took this loud cry and breath, that the curtain of the temple was torn in two. There's this kind of spatial transformation that happens. The Holy of Holies, the inner sanctum of the temple that the Jews worshipped in, that Jesus said would one day not be around anymore, that the beginning of that happens, the temple curtain is torn, this curtain that was kind of the barrier between the kind of holy area and the unholy area, between the kind of common people that came in and the priests and where God dwelled, they said, the temple was torn open. I think the common interpretation of this passage is the right one and the most moving one, that in Jesus' crucifixion, that barrier between God and humanity was broken in Jesus himself, fully God and fully man. It's kind of interesting to speculate about. We don't have really any hard historical data about this, but these people that see Jesus from the cross, like this centurion who was watching, who says out loud, "Truly this man was God's son," there's some kind of extra-biblical story and myth that's risen up about this man, that he went on to become this great evangelist and hero of the faith. And maybe that's true, but even if it's not, it's a compelling thing to think about the people that did witness this, the ones that were up close and personal, and then heard this story that we're going to talk about in a couple of days, that this same man had risen from the dead. We get a list then of people by name who were watching from a distance, the women disciples, Mary Magdalene, who we get just a couple of mentions of in Mark's gospel, and then Mary, the mother of James the younger, and Joseph and Salome. Some people speculate that this is Jesus's mom. We don't know for a fact. It could be another Mary, probably a common name back then. But James, we know, is the name of Jesus's half-brother. So let's just go along with that and say that that is Jesus's brother. My prayer for us today, we've been bringing up a prayer reflection each day since Wednesday to kind of center us for the rest of this Holy Week, is just the first few verses, the first five verses of Psalm 22. Jesus is quoting that at the beginning of this story today. And I want us to call to mind what Jesus might have in mind while he's on the cross. Not total alienation and distance, but maybe some hope. So that's my prayer for us today, is these first five verses of Psalm 22. Hear this. My God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from helping me? From the words of my groaning? Oh my God, I cry by day, but you do not answer, and by night, but find no rest. Yet, you are holy, enthroned on the praises of Israel. In you our ancestors trusted. They trusted, and you delivered them. To you they cried, and were saved. In you they trusted, and were not put to shame. Amen. Thanks for listening today.